Number 10,151, All in One Development LLC, southwest of Martin's Way, west of Cedar Neck Road, being lot 11, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Roman Allen, 108 Phillip Drive, Bear, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here for the variance for the side yard setback. We had a house built on this lot in 11 Martin's Way. I don't know what you have in front of you. This was kind of same thing I did. I got this today from my partner, but basically what happened was we have a proposed site plan and we have a location site plan afterwards, and the left front corner is 6 inches over the 10-foot setback. The house is built, and when this survey came back, that's what we discovered. So that's why I'm here this evening.
How did it happen?
I'm sorry?
How did it happen?
The contractor who put the foundation in just put it in the wrong spot, basically, and we didn't find that out until after the thing was built and 6 months later, 8 months later.
You were the contractor, the general contractor?
I'm a partnership and all in. There was a 3D builders as part of the contracting and different contractors that we had involved. Yeah, it's a little bit of a surprise.
The intention was, though, that it would fit.
Yes, yeah, we have room, as you can see there. It just happens that one corner is 3 inches, or actually 4 inches in, you know, or I'm sorry, 6 inches compared to, it's at 9'4", it's supposed to be 10 feet.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If the foundation, who laid the foundation?
Yeah, excuse me?
Okay, whoever laid the
yes.
foundation, okay. Could you have caught that at that time?
I would figure that we could, but it never was caught. If I
continued to build, the reason I'm asking that question, we have quite a few problems with foundations, and I'm trying to work on a solution to alleviate this.
I mean, from a common sense standpoint, I mean, at that particular time, I mean, that should be
who lays it out, a surveyor, correct?
Yes, and I'm asking for the setback, but I mean, it should be caught, is the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep getting, you know, people coming out and saying, yeah, everything's fine, you just keep building. So that,
it's not always the surveyor. Sometimes a contractor.
What contract? Yeah.
It was.
But when they lay that foundation, that's very important. That
you time. Would think.
Especially with this type of lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not. These lots are very thin. It's not a whole lot of room.
Yes, nowadays. Mr. Mills, I don't think we should be 1 inch off.
Do you guess is accurate within 3 feet? With loss.
Okay.
30 feet without.
Okay. I stand correct.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Berman?
No. So Don Hussein would love that.
Mr. Mills? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant certainly intended to build within the setback requirements, and it appears to be, you know, simple mistake if there is such a thing, but it is unique in the narrowness of the lot, and I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, being it is such a small encroachment. I don't think at all the essential character of the neighborhood and the minimum afford relief, and I make a motion we approve case number 10,151.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,151. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Board stand recessed for about five
Thank
minutes.
Thank you, Board.
That's a good idea.
I'm sorry?
That's a good idea.